Hey everyone, and welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be taking a closer look at Assist.
Okay.
They're an organization that's doing some incredible work supporting asylum seekers in Greece. And I think a lot of you out there are probably wondering how they operate, what kind of impact they're having.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really important topic.
So we're going to be covering their mission and the challenges they face and why your support actually matters. Plus, we're going to get to hear the story of Amina, one of the many individuals whose lives have been changed because of Assist.
It's amazing the work that they do.
Okay, so to get started, like, what's the current situation in Greece? Can you kind of paint us a picture of that?
Sure. So Greece is experiencing a really significant increase in the number of asylum seekers that are arriving this year, particularly on the islands. And, you know, this obviously puts a massive strain on the resources and facilities that are available.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it leads to overcrowding and limited access to like essential services. And it just creates a really, really challenging situation for people who are already, you know, incredibly vulnerable.
Right.
Imagine like having to navigate this really complex system. You don't speak the language.
Right.
You're dealing with trauma. You have, you know, the uncertainty of your legal status. It's a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay. So how does Assist kind of step in to help in this environment? What do they do?
So Assist kind of steps in to offer this crucial lifeline.
Okay.
They provide free legal aid, they give information and emotional support, and importantly, they do it all in the asylum seeker's native language.
Oh, wow.
Which I think is really important.
Yeah.
So, you know, not only does it help people to understand their rights and how to actually navigate the legal system, but, you know, it also creates this sense of trust and dignity from the start.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Just being able to communicate with somebody in your own language, that seems so simple, but so powerful.
Absolutely. Yeah. That human connection is really key.
Yeah.
But, you know, Assist doesn't just stop at legal assistance.
Okay.
They recognize that asylum seekers, you know, they need more holistic support.
Right.
So they connect people with services that provide clothes, hygiene items, you know, healthcare, even accommodation.
Wow.
You know, it's about addressing those immediate urgent needs, but also working towards long-term solutions.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's kind of a two-pronged approach. You know, you need to be able to, you know, deal with what's happening right now, but also what's going to happen in the future.
Absolutely. It's about rebuilding lives, not just navigating a system.
Yeah. Okay. So to really kind of grasp the impact of Assist's work, I think it'd be great to hear Amina's story.
Yeah.
What happened with Amina?
So Amina's story really highlights the importance of this kind of holistic, trauma-informed support.
Okay.
Amina is a survivor of gender-based violence. She fled her home country, you know, obviously under extremely difficult circumstances. She arrived in Greece feeling completely overwhelmed and traumatized, and this is where Assist stepped in.
Okay.
They were able to provide her with guidance that was sensitive to her past experiences.
Okay.
And, you know, offered support that was really tailored to her specific needs.
Right.
With Assist's help, she was able to secure asylum and, really importantly, begin that journey of rebuilding her life.
Wow, that's amazing. Can you talk a little bit more about what trauma-informed support, like, what does that mean?
Yeah, yeah. Trauma-informed support, it really means recognizing that, you know, many, if not all, asylum seekers have experienced really significant trauma.
Right.
So it's about approaching them with that in mind.
Right.
So Assist actually, you know, they create this safe and supportive environment where individuals feel heard and understood, and their staff and volunteers are all trained to interact, you know, with sensitivity, avoid re-traumatizing someone. And they really ensure that all the services they offer are delivered with, you know, a really deep understanding of the impact that trauma can have on a person.
So it's more than just giving information. It's like giving it in the right way.
Exactly. It's about empowering people, not just processing them. And, you know, while Amina's story is just one example,
yeah,
it really highlights the impact that this kind of approach can have.
Yeah.
But working in this field, it definitely comes with a lot of challenges.
Right. So, yeah, what are some of those challenges that Assist faces? What kind of obstacles are they up against?
Well, I mean, the biggest ones are the bureaucratic hurdles. There's a lot of red tape. And then they have to deal with inconsistent funding, which makes it really difficult to plan long term.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's just these really costly certification processes.
Oh, wow.
And the legal landscape is constantly shifting, so they're having to adapt quickly.
Yeah.
Delays are common, which is incredibly frustrating for everyone involved.
Right, yeah.
You know, for Assist, for the people that they're trying to help.
Right.
It's a constant battle.
Yeah. So how do they cope with all of that? I mean, it sounds like they're constantly battling these different, you know, issues.
Well, I mean, they've shown just remarkable resilience, I think. Like, take the pandemic, for example. They had to pivot so quickly, and they really embraced this remote service model. They were using, you know, tools like WhatsApp and virtual consultations, and, you know, they were actually able to reach even more people that way.
Wow.
Especially those that were stuck in, you know, overcrowded reception centers.
So they kind of turned a negative into a positive.
Exactly, yeah. They turned a challenge into this opportunity to innovate and to adapt.
Right, yeah.
And that's not the only example of their innovation.
Okay.
You know, to try and make the most of the donations that they receive, they actually made the strategic decision to relocate their registration to Switzerland.
Oh, wow. Okay, so how does that work?
Well, it significantly reduced their operational costs.
Okay.
So it allows them to make their money go further.
Yeah, I see. So it's about efficiency.
Yeah, exactly. So they can provide more direct support to the asylum seekers.
That's a really smart move. So it sounds like they're not just passionate about this work, mm-hmm. but they're also thinking, you know, strategically.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're very smart.
Yeah.
They know that they have to be efficient and compassionate to make a real difference.
Yeah.
And, you know, none of this would be possible without their incredible team of volunteers.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about those volunteers. Who are these people that are making this happen?
So Assist relies heavily on a dedicated team of volunteer lawyers, interpreters, and client service managers.
Wow.
These individuals really are the heart of the organization.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's amazing that they rely so heavily on volunteers. How do they find and recruit these skilled and committed people?
Well, I think their strategy is quite clever.
Okay.
They focus on attracting, you know, recent graduates and your professionals.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They offer them, you know, valuable training opportunities. And it's a chance to get experience in a really impactful field.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're getting this pool of skilled individuals, you know, who are really passionate. But it's also, you know, professional development for the volunteers, which is fantastic.
Right. It's a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely.
They're providing the essential support, but they're also building up this network of advocates.
Exactly. Exactly. And, yeah. You know, these volunteers are the ones on the front lines.
Yeah.
You know, they're providing that personalized and culturally sensitive support, which is so crucial to Assist's approach.
Right.
It's their dedication, their empathy that really makes the difference.
Yeah.
In the lives of, you know, people who are facing just extraordinary challenges.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So I think that's a really great overview of the work that Assist is doing and the challenges they're facing.
Yeah.
And in the next part, we're going to talk a little bit more about their vision for the future and how you can actually get involved.
Sounds good.
So stay tuned. It's really inspiring to see how this organization is, you know, stepping in to provide that support to asylum seekers.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I mean, we've talked about how complex that legal system is in Greece.
It is. And, you know, a lot of these people, they're fleeing, you know, conflict zones or situations where they've been persecuted.
Right.
And they're arriving in Greece, you know, having already experienced a great deal of trauma and loss.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not just the immediate needs, like you said, food and shelter, but there's all these other things that they need support with to be able to, you know, process those experiences and rebuild their lives.
Absolutely. And it's worth noting that, you know, Assist, their focus is really on individual empowerment.
Okay.
You know, they're not a big advocacy organization that's pushing for, you know, huge policy changes.
Right.
Their primary role is really to offer that direct support, to help people navigate the system as it exists right now.
So it's about working on, like, on a case-by-case basis with individuals like Amina.
Yeah.
To help them secure their rights and access the resources that are available.
Exactly. Yeah. Their lawyers, they work tirelessly, you know, to advocate for their clients' rights, and especially in those cases where they can actually make a tangible difference in a person's outcome.
Right.
But, you know, they're also aware that, you know, achieving broad systemic change is, you know, a really complex and long-term thing.
Right.
And so their strength is in providing that one-on-one support.
Okay.
That can actually guide people through, you know, what the asylum process looks like right now.
So it's kind of meeting people where they are and saying, okay, this is the situation. Let's figure out how we can help you in this current reality.
Exactly, yeah. And I think that individualized approach is really what makes Assist stand out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They understand that every person's journey is unique, and it requires that kind of tailored response.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, after hearing all of this, I'm really impressed by, you know, their dedication and the impact that they're having. It seems like they're really filling a crucial gap in that support system.
They are, yeah. And you know, what's really remarkable is just their adaptability and their innovative thinking, you know.
Yeah.
They're not afraid to kind of challenge the status quo and find those creative solutions to really complex problems.
Yeah. And that kind of brings us back to, you know, our listeners.
Yeah.
We've talked about assists work and the challenges that they're facing, but I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, okay, that's great, but what can I do to help?
Yeah, and there are actually so many ways that people can get involved and make a real difference. You know, of course, financial contributions are always really appreciated.
Right.
Every euro that's donated helps them to keep providing those essential services.
Right.
And like we mentioned earlier, their move to Switzerland has actually made those donations go even further.
Right, because by reducing their overhead, they're able to make sure that a larger percentage of each donation is actually going to support asylum seekers.
Exactly, exactly.
That's around, yeah.
But, you know, even beyond financial contributions, people can think about volunteering their time, their skills.
Okay.
They're always looking for skilled professionals, you know, so lawyers, interpreters, people with experience in, you know, client services.
Okay, so, you know, if you have specific expertise, you can kind of plug yourself in and contribute to their work directly.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, even if you don't have those very specific skills, there are still ways to get involved.
Okay.
Just spreading the word about their work
is
incredibly valuable.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, you know, sharing their story on social media, talking to friends and family about their mission, just raising awareness in your own networks. That can all have this ripple effect.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
It all adds up.
Right.
And you know, it's important to mention, Assist has actually just revamped their online presence.
Oh, that's right.
So they've made it even easier to kind of learn about their work and get in touch with them.
Okay, so they've made it more accessible for people.
Exactly.
Right.
Their website is a fantastic resource for information about their programs, impact stories, ways to get involved. You can also find them on social media.
Okay.
They regularly share updates there, engage with supporters.
Perfect. So we'll be sure to include links to their website and social media in the show notes.
Yes, definitely.
So everybody can find them.
We really encourage everyone listening to just, you know, take a few minutes to check out their work and just think about how you might be able to contribute, whether that's through a donation, volunteering your time, or even just, you know, spreading the word.
Right.
Every action really does make a difference.
Yeah. I think it's really clear that Assist is making a really profound impact on the lives of these asylum seekers in Greece.
They are.
And I think their holistic approach, their, you know, innovative spirit, and that unwavering dedication are really, they're really inspiring.
Yeah, they are. Their story is a real testament to, you know, human compassion and this belief that everyone deserves a chance at a safe and dignified life.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think this deep dive has been really focused on Assist, but it also raises some broader questions about our, you know, collective responsibility to people who are seeking refuge.
It does. Yeah. It really invites us to think about how we can contribute to building a more just and compassionate world, you know, for everyone, regardless of their background or circumstances.
Absolutely. And that's something we're thinking about, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It's been incredible to learn about the work that Assist is doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Their commitment to empowering these individuals, the trauma-informed approach that they use, and just that, like, innovative spirit they have, it's really impressive.
Mm-hmm. It's really inspiring.
Yeah. And, you know, we've seen how they've adapted to these different challenges like the pandemic and how they've kind of strategically positioned themselves to maximize that impact they're having.
Right. Like that decision to move their registration to Switzerland.
Exactly.
To make sure those donations are really going as far as they can.
Yeah. It really shows that they're committed to being both efficient and compassionate.
Yeah, they really are.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something that you mentioned earlier. You were talking about how supporting Assist is about more than just charity.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's about recognizing that shared humanity that we all have. It's about seeing the individuals behind the statistics, the families that are, you know, going through these just unbelievable challenges and stepping up to offer that support.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And taking action to create a world where everybody has that opportunity to, you know, live with dignity and hope.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's something that every single person can be a part of, you know? Doesn't matter your background, what resources you have, there's always something that you can do.
Absolutely. And we've talked about the different ways that people can get involved, whether it's, you know, financial contributions, volunteering time, or skills.
Right, even raising awareness, just talking to people about it.
Yeah. So sharing is this story, talking to your friends and family, amplifying that message on social media, all of those things can add up.
They do, yeah. They create this ripple effect that can lead to some real meaningful change.
Yeah. And I think Assist has done a great job of making it really easy to connect with them. Their website is a fantastic resource. They're active on social media. So
yeah, they are.
Yeah. We'll include all those links in our show notes so that you can easily find them.
Perfect.
Well, I think this deep dive has been really informative and incredibly inspiring. We've learned about the asylum system in Greece, how complex it is, the essential role that Assist is playing, and just all the different ways that we can contribute.
Yeah, it's been a really good conversation.
Yeah. And I think it's a really powerful reminder that, you know, even in the face of these really big challenges, there are people out there working tirelessly to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have the power to join them in creating that more just and compassionate world that we've been talking about.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep making a difference.